South African police today fired rubber bullets at demonstrators burning tyres and stoning cars on a highway into Cape Town. Thousands of protesters from mostly black townships and shanty towns have taken to the streets several times in recent months to voice anger over lack of electricity, water, sewage and other services. We spoke to Gunter Simmermacher, editor of the Catholic Southern Cross newspaper in South Africa. He explained an additional factor behind the latest riots.
There is really a question of people who have little to lose demanding a level of service delivery which they expected to receive in the post-apartheid era, and 30 years on, they are still waiting. In Cape Town, the specific story is that the protesters come from an informal settlement called Joslovo, and they are resisting a relocation to a less central area of Cape Town to make way for housing that is being built for another community of poor people from the informal settlements that line the route from Cape Town's airport. And a major bugbear seems to be that the lack of consultation has been taking place with the affected communities. The police did respond to stone throwing and other acts of aggression by firing rubber bullets in the crowd, as you said. And the psychology of that is quite noteworthy because these scenes resemble the political protests in the apartheid era in terms of the police response and acts by the protesters. So we are coming sort of full circle.